Let's visit with Coach Ross Dahm as the Door College Defenders get set to take on the Hastings College Broncos. And, Coach, here we are, four games from the end of the regular season. Your team coming off a overtime loss to Northwestern, by all accounts, a well-played game, it seemed, on both sides of the ball. End up coming a little bit short, a couple plays here and there, but all in all, a good performance by your team, but in every respect with the scoreboard.
Mike, we've been playing very well the last 3 weeks, and disappointing, obviously, to lose in Orange City on Wednesday night. That said, there's still a lot of things left for this team to accomplish, and I think with the veteran group that we have, I think the only thing you know really is on their mind is to press forward and look at this Hastings game, which obviously has some big ramifications as far as conference standings are concerned.
This Hastings team comes in with, I believe, six losses in the conference. They're kind of approaching it as a big game, I would imagine. They're coming off a win over Midland. You're playing a team that has some momentum.
They do. And I think if they look at, you know, take a look at their schedule going forward, they've got a lot of home games against teams that, you know, they feel like they have a good shot at. So this game does certainly hold some weight so far as the conference standings are concerned.
Hastings, a team that you played just a month ago. It's not that long ago. A lot has happened since then, obviously, but this Hastings College team, perimeter-oriented, they struck me as being similar to Morningside. Is that a fair assessment?
It is. It is a fair assessment. They do have a very good post player in Dylan Flynn, but Hastings, you know, they lead the nation in field goal percentage. They get up and down so quickly. It's one thing to lead the nation, I think, in field goal percentage if you're not launching up very many shots, but the fact is they do. They get a lot of shots off, and they make a lot of them, over a clip of 51%. So they do present a lot of challenges defensively for us, very quick with their tempo. They utilize the arc, and they got a few kids who can really slash to the basket.
How do you slow them down?
Well, I think it comes down to us taking good shots. If we take poor shots, the ball's coming back at us very quickly, so that's going to be key on our part. We got to use our size a little bit and get to the offensive glass as well. That has to be an area, rebounding, where we definitely hold a distinct advantage by the time the game is over. And then the last thing, when we do get in the half court defensively, we just got to make things very difficult on the perimeter. We can't allow easy three-point shots. We have to really pressure their perimeter guys and really make them put the ball on the floor under a lot of pressure.
Listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Let's take a look at this Hastings College crew. The men are 18-7 overall, 9-6 in the conference. They were in the receiving votes category of the NAI men's poll last week. Hastings is 2-2 over its last four games. They're 5-3 in 2013. The Broncos won five games in a row to start the season. They also won four games in a row from November 20 through November 28 to build a 9-1 record. Hastings is scoring 81.5 points per game. They allow 74.8 points per contest. They have scored 88 points or more in all seven of their losses. The Broncos hold a slight 32.1 to 31.4 rebounding edge and are making 51.4% of their field goal attempts while allowing opponents to make 47.6% of their shots. Brady Lallman is good for 16 points per game. He's converting 49.3% of his field goals. Dane Bacon knocks down 14.8 points per game and has converted 58 of 147 three-point shots. Dylan Flynn's scoring average is 12.8 points per game, and Jake Hamburger is scoring 9.3. Flynn is the team's leader with a 5.0 assist average. Lallman has 85 assists in 25 games played. The defender men are 19-6 overall, 11-5 in the league. They've got four games to go. Dort had a three-game winning streak stopped Wednesday and is 10-3 since December 12. Two of Dort's losses this season were in overtime. The defenders are 10-0 in games at the DeWitt Gymnasium this season. They're 7-0 in league games at home. The defenders average 80.1 points per game and allow 68.5 points per outing. The defenders out-rebound teams 39.4 to 30.6 and have converted 49.9% of the field goals that they try. Opponents are making 42.7%. The defenders are making 38.9% of the three-point shots they have taken. Cliff Warner averages a team-high 15 points per game and has made 46.3% of his three-point attempts. Trevor Walterstorff knocks down 13.8 points per game and is converting 57.8% of his shots while grabbing a team-high 6.8 rebounds. Jordan Vogel's scoring average is 12.7 and his shooting percentage is 64.1. Austin Conchie's scoring average is 10.4. Chris Severs is scoring 9.5 points per game. Kyle Lindberg is scoring 6.8 points per contest, and his rebounding average is at 5.9. Sean Kaiser is averaging 4.7 points per game. Tyler Walterstorff is averaging 4.5, but he has missed the last five games with an ankle injury. If you are watching via our webcast, you are now seeing a presentation at midcourt happening, or at just in front of the scores table happening, of a pair of 1,000-point scores. They were members of the 87-88 team as well, Greg Van Solen and Kevin Veenstra. Veenstra played from 1985 to 1989, scored 1,275 points, and ranks 10th all-time currently. He also took down 562 rebounds and helped the Defenders to a 78-33 record in 4 years with the team. Veenstra was a major player in helping the Defenders back to the District 15 Finals in 1989. Van Solen established several records that still stand. He's the career leader in points with 3,104, rebounds with 1,123, scored at least double digits in all but one of his games played for the Defenders, and Dort was 76-35 in the 4 seasons he played. He also established a single-game scoring record of 55 points that still stands and shot nearly 66% from the floor in his 4 seasons at Dort College. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with a look at starting lineups right after this. Starting lineups, first of all, for the Hastings College Broncos. They will start number 11, Carson Bloom. He's a 5'10 freshman, averaging 4.9 points per game. Number 13 is Brent Wells. He's a 6'4 junior, averaging 6.2 points per outing. Number 15 is Brady Lallman, a 6'2 junior, averaging 16 points per game. Dane Bacon averages 14.8 points per contest. He's a 6'2 senior. And Dylan Flynn is a 6'7 junior, averaging 12.8 points per game. For the Dort College Defenders, they will start number 11, Cliff Warner. He's a 5'11 senior from Altoona, Iowa, averaging 15 points per game. Number 21 is Austin Kachi, a 6'4 junior, averaging 10.4 points per outing. Trevor Walthersdorf is a 6'4 senior. He wears number 25. He's from Sioux Center, Iowa, averaging 13.8 points per game. Kyle Lindberg, 6'6 junior. Margate, Florida is his hometown. He averages 6.8 points per contest. And Jordan Vogel is a 6'7 senior from Rock Valley, Iowa, averaging 12.7 points per game. Back with the opening tip of today's men's basketball game right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We are set for basketball. The Dort College Defenders in their home whites, Hastings in their road grays with red numbers. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Jordan Vogel to jump it up. He's in the center jump circle with Dylan Flynn. And we'll jump it up again. And the opening tap is controlled by the Hastings College Broncos, finally. Took a little while to get that opening tip up. Here comes Hastings with the basketball, their first possession. Lallman with it out front. Ball's jumbled up, and it's taken away by Kachi. Here comes Dort College into the front court. Warner feeds Lindberg. Lindberg left side, throws it away. Intended back for Warner, and a little sloppy play early on. The two teams exchanging turnovers. Dort College on defense now. And we played 18 seconds. Both teams have one turnover apiece here in the early going. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Flynn with it on the left elbow. He's going to drive in against Vogel. Gives it up outside to Carson Bloom. Bloom to Flynn. Flynn with it. Spin move. Puts it up with the right hand. Missed the shot. No good. Rebound outlet it over to Warner. Here comes Dort College. Vogel got the rebound. Kachi back over to Warner. Warner with it up front. He goes left side to Walthersdorf. Walthersdorf with it on the wing. Trevor with the basketball. Trevor gives it up. Lindberg. Lindberg into the corner. Kachi. Kachi puts it on the deck. Drops it inside for Vogel. Vogel. Little hook shot. No good. And the rebound is taken away by Flynn. Here comes Hastings with the basketball. Right side pass to Lallman. Lallman drops it off inside. Shot is up. Good. Two-point basket for Carson Bloom. And the Dort College Defenders trail 2-0. 2-0 our score, just over a minute into this contest. Right side pass Lindberg. Lindberg gives it on the wing. Kyle Lindberg is going to drive in, kick out Kachi. Kachi back over to Warner. Warner to Lindberg. Lindberg with the basketball. Inside it goes Vogel. Vogel, jumper in the lane, rolls around the rim and won't drop through. Here comes Hastings. Hastings with the basketball. Dort College had a good shot that time again. Bloom. Bloom tries to pass it off and it goes out of bounds. Last touch by Hastings. It'll be Dort College basketball. Dort College got a couple of good looks in the lane from Jordan Vogel. Vogel unable to make him. Hastings, though, showing pressure defense. Hastings with the basketball. And we've got a foul on the play called on the Broncos. Getting caught up in the air was Carson Bloom. Bloom whistled for the personal with 18:21 left to play in the first half. 2-0 our score. Lindbergh to throw the ball in near midcourt. He gets it over to Warner. Warner will set the offense. Just underway. North College women victorious by 7 earlier today. Lindbergh over to Warner. Warner inside Vogel. Vogel, his hook shot in the lane, no good, but there for the rebound is Trevor Waltersdorf. I thought Vogel got hit on the arm. No call made. And Hastings will get the basketball back. Waltersdorf gets called for the foul on the interior. So Trevor Waltersdorf whistled for the personal foul. That's foul number one on him with 18:04 left to play in the first half. Lallman with the basketball at the free throw line, guarded there by Lindbergh. He backs it out to in between the circles. Back to Bloom. Bloom, right side. They get it to Bacon. Bacon splits the defense, and he missed the layup. He got open, couldn't make the shot to finish it, though. Here comes Dort College. Warner into the corner, Lindbergh. Lindbergh with the basketball. Lindbergh to Warner. Warner with the ball. Warner, Walt. Walt, baseline jumper, can't spin it through. Rebound taken away by Hastings and Dort College. Ice cold from the floor to start this contest. Hastings with the basketball. Bloom. Bloom down to the baseline. Kick out pass. 17-footer off the heel. No good. Long rebound, though. Hastings comes away with it. Bloom will put up a three and hit it. Carson Bloom with all 5 points for Hastings so far. Dort College trails 5-0. Into the front court with the basketball is Warner. A slow start for the defenders. It hasn't been because they've gotten poor shots, though. Waltersdorf, Kachi, Kachi, Lindbergh. Lindbergh with it on the wing. Comes back over to Warner. Warner, Kachi, Kachi, right corner, Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf, Lindbergh, Lindbergh, right elbow of the lane. Lindbergh gets it back outside to Waltersdorf, but a foul on the play called on Hastings. That's going to go on Carson Bloom. Bloom picks up the personal with 16:55 left to go in this first half. Vogel and Lindbergh are out. Severs and Kaiser are in. I believe we've got a new player for Hastings. Bloom checks out of the contest. Is that Jake Marvin who came in? I don't think so. Here's Walt. Walt in traffic. Flips it up. Good. Trevor Waltersdorf with a two-point basket. Dort College is on the board trailing 5-2. Hastings basketball. This is Aaron Ray. No, that's Alex Thayer. Thayer in the ballgame for the first time. Comes back over to Lallman. Lallman pull up from 12. No good. Kaiser gets the rebound. Sean with the basketball. He'll bring it up court himself. Passes over to Warner. Warner, Kachi. Kachi, three ball. Off the heel, too strong. No good. Rebound taken away by Dane Bacon. That's not the shot Dort College wants. Quick in the shot clock. Here comes Hastings back the other way. Lallman, nothing there. Flynn. Flynn gives it back over to Bacon. Bacon will drive baseline. Puts it up over the top of Kachi. Shot no good, but a foul on the play. And Dane Bacon will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. So Kachi whistled for the personal foul, his first. Hastings will shoot two free throws in the form of Dane Bacon, an 81% free throw shooter. First free throw for Bacon is up. No good. He's got another one on the way. Jake Marvin checks in for his first action. Dylan Flynn checks out. Another free throw. This one by Bacon is good. And it's a 6-2 ball game. Hastings up by four early. Kaiser passes over to Warner. Warner back to Sean. Sean takes it across half court with 3 seconds to spare. Passes back over to Warner. Warner gives it up to Rindles. Rindles with the basketball out front. Hastings in a 2-3. They go to Severs at the free throw line. Rindles to Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf in traffic. His shot no good. Fight for the basketball. It's loose and picked up by Hastings and Brett Wells. Wells with it in the backcourt. Wells gets it away to Lallman. Lallman will drive the floor, puts it up, and we've got a blocking foul called on the floor against Sean Kaiser. Sean Kaiser whistled for the personal. For Sean, that is number one. Team foul number three on the defenders. 15:36 remaining in this first half. Hastings leads 6-2. Broncos get it inbounded to Marvin. Marvin will drive in, left hand good. Jake Marvin with a two-point basket. Dort College trails 8-2. with the basketball, Rindles. Nathan Rindles picks up his dribble, passes over to Kaiser. Kaiser high post Severs. Severs underneath Walthersdorf. Shot no good. Rebound fought for. It's down on the ground, picked up by Hastings. Hastings into the front court. Lohman. Lohman at the top of the key. He goes right side. Marvin. Marvin puts it up. Shot blocked by Severs. Rebound taken away by Severs. Back we go the other way. Rindles. Rindles with the basketball. Feeds Warner. Warner right side. Kaiser. Kaiser with the basketball. Back over to Cliff. Dort College will set the offense. Nathan Rindles with it. Dort College down 8-2. Right side, Severs. Kaiser. Kaiser, Warner. Warner, three. Left it short. No good. Rebound, though, taken away by Severs. And Severs is fouled on the play. And Chris will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. Lids on the bucket. Pretty tight for Dort College here early on. 5-12 remaining in this. 5-12 gone in this first half. Hastings with an 8-2 lead. Chris Severs to the free throw line to shoot a pair as he was fouled in the act of shooting. That foul on Marvin is his first. With 14:48 left to play in the first half. So Severs with another free throw coming. Severs averaging 9.5 points per game coming into the contest. Trevor Walthersdorf will check out of the game. Second free throw by Severs. Rattles it, no good. This one could be hard work today. Not uncommon. Lohman with the basketball on the right side, just beyond the half-court stripe. Gives to Thayer. Thayer, Lohman. Lohman, 17-footer. Missed it, no good. Rebound taken away by the defenders and Warner. Warner into the front court. Dort College down 8-3. Pass, trying to thread the needle, and it's taken away. Here comes Hastings. Bacon into traffic. Lays it up. Good. Dane Bacon with 3 points. Dort College is down 7 at 10-3. Cliff Warner, left side, Reese Beaver. Beaver over to Warner. Warner, right side, Rindles. Rindles with it on the wing. Rindles to Severs. Severs, Kaiser. Kaiser, ball fake, down to the baseline. Double team. Tries to pass it out, and it's taken away by Hastings. Hastings with the basketball, Bacon. Bacon, right side, Lohman. Lohman, three, good. No, that's not Lohman. That's Jake Hamburger. And just like that, Hastings is up 10, 13-3. Into the front court is Warner with the basketball. Cliff passes right side, Rindles. Rindles with it. Rindles to Beaver. Beaver with it in between the circles. Back over to Nathan Rindles. Nathan Rindles on the right side. Back over to Beaver. 13:35 left to play in the first half. Kaiser, high post. Drops it inside. Severs. Severs with a left hand. Good. Chris Severs with 3 first half points. Dort College trails 13-5. Hastings coming back the other way. Shot no good by Bacon in traffic. Dort College coming back the other way with a basketball. Kaiser, right side, Warner. Warner tests the waters. 10-footer straight on, no good. Rebound controlled by Hastings and Brady Lohman. Lohman with a basketball. Lohman will drive in. Puts it up. Good. Brady Lohman with the 2-point basket. Hastings leads 15-5. 13 minutes remaining, first half. Left side pass, Beaver. Beaver back over to Warner. Warner right side, Rindles. Rindles to Kaiser. Kaiser for the basketball. Kaiser swing pass over the top, Warner. Warner, Severs. Severs bumped out on the play by Marvin. Severs in traffic, gets it to go, and he's fouled. Chris Severs with the 2-point basket. He's fouled on the play. Dort College trails 15-7, pending the free throw by Chris Severs. Jake Marvin has just picked up his second personal foul with 12:45 left to go in this first half. Rindles and Kaiser are out along with Beaver. Checking in, Kachi, Lindberg, and Trevor Walthersdorf. 12:45 left to play in the first half. 15-7 our score. Severs misses the free throw, but a foul on the play called. Who's it going to go against? If it goes on Walthersdorf, it's his second. That's going to go on Dort College's Jordan Vogel. Hold on. Oh, that's going to go on Hastings. Dylan Flynn called for the foul with 12:45 left. I was going to say Vogel was waiting at the bench to check in. Walthersdorf, shot won't go, but he's fouled on the play by Dylan Flynn, and Flynn has just picked up his second personal as he went up into the air. Walthersdorf was able to get the foul call against him, and Trevor will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. Severs missed the free throw moments ago on the back end of a 3-point play opportunity. And on the ensuing rebound, Dylan Flynn got called for a foul, and now 3 seconds later, he's called for a foul as Trevor Walthersdorf was able to fake him up into the air and draw the contact. First free throw by Waltersdorf is good. Door College trails 15-8. And a free throw on the way to try and make it 15-9 and cut the lead down to 6. Could be a four-point possession for the defenders this time down, and it is. Waltersdorf makes both free throws. Dort College showing pressure. Alex Thayer in the backcourt. Thayer takes it across the stripe. He passes high post to Zach Lana. Lana gives it up to Hamburger. Hamburger to Lohman. Lohman with the basketball. Back to Hamburger. Thayer, that is. Thayer into the corner. Lana. Lohman. Lohman will curl off a screen and hits the three. Brady Lohman with the three-point basket. He's got five, and the defenders trail 18-9 early. Vogel turns, and he is fouled on the play. Foul's going to go on Hastings. That's going to go on Lohman, and for Brady Lohman, that is his first. And a one-and-one opportunity coming here for Jordan Vogel. Lohman whistled for his first personal with 12:04 remaining. Jordan Vogel to the free throw line to shoot a one in the bonus. Free throw on the way for Jordan is up. Too strong, but it rattles through. Another one on the way for Vogel. 18-10, Dort College is down 8. Another free throw coming for Vogel. So Vogel eyes it, flies it, kicks it off the heel, but the rebound is taken along by Jake Hamburger. Dort College trails 18-10. You got to get a stop or two now. 11:55 left to go in the first half. Hastings for the basketball. Jake Hamburger running point. No, that's Alex Thayer, beg your pardon. Thayer picks up his dribble. Pass comes back into the corner. Nothing there. Round the horn they go, Thayer. Thayer with the basketball driving in. Cut off by Vogel. Comes back over to Lohman. Lohman with the basketball. Five to shoot. They give it Thayer. Thayer underneath. Layup good by Zach Lanoff. Dort College trails 20-10, a 10-point advantage again for the Broncos. Dort College with the basketball. They give it up, Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf pass down low intended for Vogel, and it's kicked out of bounds. Dort College not looking sharp here in the early going. 11:14 left to play in this first half. 20-10, Dort College down 10. We aren't a quarter of the way into this contest yet, and Dort College has surrendered 20. Hastings comes into the contest averaging over 80 points per ballgame. So the pace of this one and the shooting for this one to Hastings' favor. Dort College would rather keep it in the 70s. Hastings with the basketball, Thayer. Thayer gets a screen, ball's down on the floor. It's still loose. Picked up by Kachi. Kachi gives it off to Vogel. Vogel comes back over to Kachi. Kachi will bring it up. Kachi with the basketball. Kachi, middle of the floor, Vogel, free throw line jumper, rattles it, no good. Getting good shots, they just aren't dropping right now. Hastings with the basketball out front, you got to put it together on defense on a day like today. Hastings with it, they go over to Hamburger, swing pass, three, no good. Rebound tapped, controlled by Hastings, and Hastings winning the fight for the 50-50 balls right now. Lohman, shot in the lane, no good. Rebound taken away by the defenders and Vogel. Vogel over to Warner. Warner up the floor over to Trevor Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf for the basketball. Waltersdorf on the left wing. Picks up his dribble. Comes back over to Cliff. Cliff for the basketball. Right side, Kachi. Kachi on the right wing. Guarded there by Jake Hamburger. Into the corner, Vogel. Vogel back to Kachi. Kachi, Warner. Warner back screen. Vogel, dunk. Slam dunk by Vogel. Dort College trails 20-12. Answering a three is good by the Broncos. And Jake Hamburger, his second of the day. He's got six. He's averaging 9.3 points per game, and Hastings has increased the lead to 23-12. Right side pass, Severs. Severs underneath. His shot is good. 7 points for Severs. Dort College trails 23-14. Hastings for the basketball. They go Lohman. Lohman back over again. Another three. This one no good. Rebound taken away by Warner. Dort College down 9. Into the front court is Cliff. Cliff penetrating. Drops it off for Walt. Walt layup good. Trevor Waltersdorf with 6 points. And the Dort College defenders have cut the lead down to 23-16. Timeout on the floor, charge to Hastings. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast made possible by People's Bank. The offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter, member FDIC. By Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair. 722-2313. Hastings called a timeout with 9:13 remaining in the first half. Dort College trailing by seven, but they've scored the last two possessions. Bronco basketball. Lallman goes to Marvin. Marvin backdoor cut intended on the play for Brett Wells, but Wells can't hang on to it. Dort College will get it back. 8:59 left to play, first half. Dort College down seven, but they've got the basketball with a chance to cut into the lead. Hastings showing a 2-3 zone defense. Bringing the basketball up is Cliff Warner. Warner passes left side over to Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf back over to Cliff. Cliff gives it up, Sean Kaiser. Kaiser high post, Seavers. Seavers at the free throw line. Comes back to Warner. Warner's pass into the traffic. It's taken away by Hastings. Hastings with the basketball, and we've got a reach-in foul called on Cliff Warner with 8:40 remaining in the first half. Foul number one on Cliff. Team foul number four on the defenders in this half. Hastings will have a fresh 35 to work with on the shot clock. Inbounding the basketball is Jake Hamburger. Hamburger will set the offense for the Broncos. Man-to-man applied by the defenders. Marvin goes high post to Thayer. Thayer guarded there by Warner. Hastings with the ball. Comes back to Thayer. Thayer will get a screen. Warner eludes it. Comes back over to Bacon. Bacon into the corner. Nothing there. Dane Bacon. Bacon will pull it out. 10 to shoot. Comes back to Hamburger. Hamburger, three, left it short. No good. There for the rebound, though, Hastings. Another three. This one no good, but there for the offensive rebound and the putback on the weak side is Brett Wells for the two-point basket. Two-point basket. Hastings that time able to extend the possession with an offensive rebound on a missed three-pointer. Kaiser into the corner. Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf for the basketball. Waltersdorf short corner. Vogel. Vogel with the dunk. Jordan Vogel with another slam dunk. He's got five. And the defenders trail 25-18. Hastings with the basketball driving in. They dump it off. Shot is up and good by Jake Marvin. Marvin with 4 points. Hastings leads 27-18. 7:25 remaining. Kaiser, right side. Dort College down seven in the first half. Seavers into the corner. Warner. Warner, Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf at the elbow. Trevor with it. Goes right side, Kaiser, 18 to shoot. Swing pass, Warner. Warner, three, missed it, no good. Rebound, Kaiser, and Kaiser's fouled on the play. Sean will go to the free throw line to shoot a one and one. Well, you've got to think, you're getting good shots, you're battling. Sooner or later, those shots are going to start dropping. Seavers and Warner check out of the ballgame. Rindles and Kachi check in. Kaiser will shoot a free throw. One and one opportunity here for Sean Kaiser. 4.7 points per game average for the senior from Sioux Center. First free throw is up and through. He's got another one on the way. Trying to make it a 7-point ball game again. It's been an uphill climb for the defenders thus far. Second free throw on the way by Sean is up and good. So Kaiser makes them both. So far this season, Kaiser 13 for 18 from the free throw line after those two free throws. Pass goes left side, Lallman. Lallman guarded there by Lindbergh. Lallman will drive in. Dort College on the help defense. Coming up with a loose basketball is Thayer. Thayer back to Marvin. Marvin might have traveled with it. Nothing there. Retreats back to Lallman. 15 to shoot for the Broncos. Lallman wants a screen out front. Lallman on the perimeter. Double teamed. Kicks it, corner, Wells. Wells, nothing there. Puts it up over the top of Kaiser. Shot no good. Dort College gets the stop they wanted. Lindbergh with the basketball into the front court. Picks up his dribble, passes over to Rindles. Rindles, right side, Kachi. Kachi with the ball, right corner, Lindbergh. Lindbergh, high post, Vogel. Vogel squares up, 15-footer, no good. Rebound taken away by Hastings. Hastings off and running. Here they come, pressing the issue. Thayer into the traffic, gets around Rindles, puts it up, no good, but a foul on the play called on Nathan Rindles. Rindles whistled for the personal with 6:10 remaining in the half. Free throws on the way for Hastings. Going to the free throw line will be Alex Thayer, a 5'11 sophomore. He's 16 of 19 this season from the free throw line. Hastings still enjoying a 7-point lead on the defenders. Free throw is up. Free throw short, no good. Another free throw on the way for Thayer. 27-20, Dort College leading by down by 7, I should say. This one's up, and that one's good. So Thayer makes one of two, and the Bronco lead is 8, 28-20. Rendles will take it across half court. Nathan Wynn between the circles with it. He passes left side, Kaiser. Kaiser back over to Rendles. Rendles to Kachi. Kachi, Lindbergh. Lindbergh straight on, working against Marvin. Puts it up with the right hand, good. Kyle Lindbergh with a two-point basket. It's 28-22, Dort College down 6. Back the other way, Lohman. Lohman weaves it off to Wells. Wells to Thayer. Thayer ducks in. His short shot is good. He's got three. Dort College trails 30-22. Lindbergh will inbound the basketball, and Rendles will walk it up. Still over 5 minutes left to go in this first half. Hastings with an 8-point lead. Dort College with the basketball. Kaiser, back right side it comes. Rendles. Rendles with it on the wing. Back to Lindbergh. Lindbergh on the right side. Vogel. Vogel faces up. Kachi. Kachi will drive in. Place it up with the right hand from the left side. Good. Austin Kachi with his first 2 points this evening, or this afternoon. Dort College trails 30-24. Bacon with the basketball. He feeds right side. Three on the way by Marvin. It's good. Jake Marvin with the 3-point basket. He's got 7, and just like that, the Broncos are back in front by 9, 33-24. Lindbergh, left side, Rendles. Rendles looking down low. Nathan with the basketball. Picks up his dribble, looking down low for Vogel. Out front, Lindbergh. Lindbergh will take it off the bounce again. Shot no good, but there for the rebound. And put back is Vogel, but they're going to wave it off and say Vogel pushed off. Jordan Vogel picks up his first personal. So Chris Severs will check back in. 33-24, Dort College down 9. Warner's back in for the defenders. Actually, you've got the starting 5 on the floor for the defenders, minus Vogel plus Severs. 33-24, our score. Hastings basketball, Lohman step back, 3 for the dozen point lead. Missed it, no good. Rebound taken away by Kachi. Dort College with a chance to cut into the 9-point disadvantage. With it right side, they go. Lindbergh. Lindbergh got the return pass back over to Kachi. 4:12 remaining in this first half. Waltersdorf to Kachi. Kachi looking down low for Severs. Severs will spin into the lane. Kicks it out, Lindbergh. Lindbergh to Waltersdorf on the block. 14 to shoot. Walt flips it up with the right hand. Good. Waltersdorf with 8. Dort College trails 33-26. Hastings basketball. Driving in. Shot no good. Rebound taken away by Lindbergh. Here comes Dort College. Kyle into the front court. Kyle drops it off. And it's taken away by Hastings on the turnover. Hastings with the basketball. Bringing it up is Jake Hamburger. Hamburger, that's Thayer. Thayer will drive in. Drew the double team. Now they dump it underneath. They kick it out. Lohman. Lohman, 3. Good. Brady Lohman with 8 first half points. Hastings leads it 36-26. Into the front court is Warner. Warner to Lindbergh. Lindbergh with the basketball. Drops it off for Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf is fouled on the play. And the foul is going to go on Jake Hamburger with 3:11 left to play in this half. That's foul number 2 on Hamburger. That's team foul number 9 on Hastings. Trevor Waltersdorf to shoot 2 free throws. Well, thus far, Waltersdorf with 8 points. 2 for 2 from the free throw line, and now 2 for 3. Another free throw on the way for Waltersdorf. It's a 10-point ball game. Hastings has led by 10 on a couple different occasions. Hastings got up early 8-2 and has been able to fend the Dort College defenders off. Waltersdorf makes 1 of 2. He's got 9. And the defenders trail 36-27. Hastings basketball. With it is Dane Bacon. Bacon to Lohman. Lohman. Lohman gets a screen. Pass comes back over to Lohman. Lohman working against Lindbergh. Lohman drives in, puts it up, no good with the left hand. Rebound taken away by Severs. Severs back over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh across half court. Left side, Walterstorff. Walterstorff for the basketball. Trevor with it. Double team. Back to Severs. Severs shot no good, but a foul on the play called on Dane Bacon with 2:40 remaining in this half. Chris Severs will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair where he is 1-for-3 so far today. So two free throws on the way for Severs. Chris entering today 60% free throw shooter. And he makes that one. 8 points for Severs. Another free throw on the way. Trying to make it a 7-point ball game. And he does. 36-29, Dort College down 7. Here comes Hastings for the basketball. Bringing the ball up is Dane Bacon. Bacon goes right side to Lohman. Lohman has it back on the right side. Bacon, Bacon to Kachi. Kachi working on him defensively. In the lane, shot no good. Fight for the basketball. Now foul called on the putback attempt. That's going to go on Walterstorff. That's his second with 2:20 remaining in this half. Sean Kaiser will check back into the game. Trevor Walterstorff will have to check out. To the free throw line is Zach Lane. Two free throws on the way for the 65% free throw shooter, and he missed that one. 7-point ball game. Dort College trailing Hastings. .220 left to go in the half. Checking into the contest for Hastings is Brett Wells. Checking out is Jake Hamburger. 2:20 left to go in the first half. Second free throw on the way for Lene. That one knuckleballs up and through. Not a lot of backspin on that one. Gets it to go through, though. Dort College trails by 8, 37-29. Dort College has been as close as 6 since getting down early. Lindbergh underneath Severs. Severs back outside to Lindbergh. Lindbergh with it to Kaiser. Kachi, that is. Into the corner, Lindbergh. Lindbergh, Kaiser. Kaiser, three players around him. Ball's down on the floor. Picking it up is Kaiser. Kaiser, bounce pass underneath to Lindbergh. Lindbergh, layup good. Lindbergh with 4. Dort College trails 37-31. Get a stop here. 1:45 left to go in the half. Hastings for the basketball. Out front with the ball is Thayer. Thayer gives it up, Lene. Lene working on Severs. And we've got a travel called on Lene. Jordan Vogel checking back in. Chris Severs will check out. 1:34 left to go in the first half. Dort College down 6 with the basketball. Dort College with it. Middle of the floor goes to Cliff Warner. Warner back to Lindbergh. Dort College will now attack the zone defense. Austin Kachi with the basketball. Kachi, left side it goes. Warner, Warner, Vogel. Vogel well out on the floor, 15 feet from the hoop. Shot in the lane, no good by Lindbergh. Shot again by Lindbergh on the foul attempt. And now we've got a foul called in the backcourt on Dort College and Jordan Vogel. Vogel whistled for his second with 1:11 remaining. And Hastings will shoot a 1-1 on the other end. I believe that's Zach Lane who will shoot the front end of the 1-1. He's 1-for-2 today. Severs will check in. Vogel will check out. So the 1-1 opportunity here for Zach Lane. 6-point advantage for Hastings. And his free throw is up and good. It's not a good free throw shooter coming into the contest, 65%, but he's made his last two now. He's 2-for-3. 38-31, Dort College down 7. Another free throw on the way for Lene. This one is up and good. Lene makes them both. He's got 5, and the defenders trail 39-31. Defenders have the basketball. Cliff Warner will bring it up for Dort College. Cliff Warner gives it away to Lindbergh. Lindbergh back over to Warner. Warner to Kaiser. Kaiser with the ball. Sean gives it up to Kachi. Kachi left side, Cliff Warner. Cliff Warner underneath Severs. Severs back to Lindbergh. Lindbergh with a dunk. 6 points for Lindbergh. Dort College trails 39-33. Hastings has it in the backcourt. Broncos will bring it up Lohman. Lohman with a head full of steam. He's going to drop it off for Thayer. Thayer, spin move in the lane, lost it. It's down on the floor, still loose. He might have traveled with it. Shot from the corner is no good. Rebound taken away by the defenders. Kaiser gives it over to Warner. Warner can hold for the final shot of the half for Dort College. Warner will take it across half court. 24 seconds on the clock. With the basketball is Kachi. Kachi with it. Well out on the floor. They're calling the 5 seconds count. They give it to Kaiser. Kaiser back over to Warner. Warner with the basketball. 10 seconds remaining on the clock. Warner with it. Warner, 5 seconds left. Step back. Gives it underneath. Severs. Severs, soft jumper in the lane. In and out, no good. And that's the end of the half. Our score, Hastings 39, Dort College 33. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Hastings has led from the start. They got out to an 8-2 advantage and eventually led 13-3. That was their biggest lead of the ballgame, their first double-digit lead. They were ahead again at 20-10, and they were up 10 at 36-26. Dort College outscores Hastings, though, 7-3 to close out the first half. And the defenders will have the ball when we start the second half of action. Trailing 39-33 are the defenders. Dort College is led in scoring in the first half by Trevor Walterstorff's 9, while the Broncos are paced by Brady Lohman with 8. Let's take a break and be back with a look at the numbers right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Those of you watching on the webcast, the 1987-88 National Tournament qualifying team being recognized at halftime on this, the 25th anniversary of that record-setting season. The team advanced all the way to the NAI National Tournament quarterfinals before their season came to a close. Remember, that was back when it was a single-division tournament. And we're all the way up to Coach Greg Van Solen being introduced along with his family. Some of the other members here, Jerry Bohr, Mike Elgersma was a manager, Larry Faber. You've got Kevin Gaysink on the floor, dealing off memory here, Lauren Greenfield, Jim Popma, Jay Skelhaus, Craig Steensma was a student assistant. Greg Van Solen, Joel Veenstra, Kevin Veenstra. We've got Jeff Finlingen, Steve Vermeer, Jay Wildstrom, all on hand for today's contest. And you've got the coaching staff, Sine Altna, and Rick Vanderberg, the head coach of that 1987-88 team. Might have missed somebody along the way. Other members of that team unable to attend, Derek Altena. Unable to attend today, and Galen Veering passed away from cancer about a year and a half ago, and no representation from the Veering family, but of course some thoughts there, and I see a Duke t-shirt out there worn by Lauren Greenfield. He and Galen were pretty tight, and I've got to think that might have some significance this afternoon, as Galen was a big Duke fan, and Lauren Greenfield wearing the Duke t-shirt this evening. Taking a look at the scoring for Hastings, first of all. You've got Brady Lohman with 8 points. 7 for Jake Marvin. 6 for Jake Hamburger. 5 for Zach Lene. 5 for Carson Bloom. 2 for Brett Wells. 3 for Dane Bacon. And 3 for Alex Thayer. 39 points for Hastings here at halftime. Hastings is 14 of 32 from the floor, 6 of 12 on threes, 5 of 8 on free throws. The Dort College defenders, 12 for 28 from the floor, 0 of 3 on three-pointers, 9 for 13 from the free throw line. That comes out to 42.9% from the floor, 0% on threes, and 69.2% on free throws. Hastings is out of rebound to Dort College, 20 to 17. Turnovers, Hastings has 5, Dort College has 6. Steals, Hastings has 4, Dort College has 2. For Dort College scoring, Trevor Walterstorff has 9. Chris Severs has 9. 6 for Kyle Lindberg. 5 for Jordan Vogel. 2 for Sean Kaiser. And 2 for Austin Kachi for their total of 33 points. Sean Kaiser with 5 rebounds. 3 for Kyle Lindberg. 3 for Chris Severs. 2 for Jordan Vogel. 2 assists for Cliff Warner and Sean Kaiser. 3 assists for Alex Thayer. For Hastings, Brady Lohman and Dane Bacon have 2 assists each, and 2 assists for Jake Hamburger. 2 steals, I should say. Austin Conchi has 2 steals for the defenders. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Let's take a break and be back with more from the DeWitt right after this. Earlier today in women's basketball, it was Dort College over Hastings, 73-66. Briarcliff over Mount Marty, 66-44. Northwestern over Concordia, 63-51. Morningside over Nebraska Wesleyan, 114-49. Midland and Dakota Wesleyan underway. They're at halftime. Dakota Wesleyan leads at 37-29. In men's basketball, the scores that we have at halftime include Morningside trailing Nebraska Wesleyan 37-25 in Sioux City. And it is Northwestern over Concordia at halftime 40-31. No report on Briarcliff and Mount Marty. If we receive word on Briarcliff and Mount Marty, we'll pass that along to you this afternoon. 39-33, Dort College trails Hastings. At halftime, in the women's standings, Concordia is 13-3, Morningside is 14-3, Briarcliff is 12-4, Northwestern is 11-5, Mount Marty slips to 10-6. Dakota Wesleyan is 8-7. They're playing Midland right now. Hastings is 8-8. Dort College is 8-9. Midland 4-12. They're involved in that game with Dakota Wesleyan. Nebraska Wesleyan is 1-16. Doan is 0-16. After today, Dort College has 3 games remaining in the conference season. They will be at home on Wednesday night against Dakota Wesleyan. They'll be on the road next Saturday at Concordia, and then they'll wrap up the regular season 2 weeks from today when they host the Doan College Tigers. Dort College trails 39-33 at halftime. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more from the DeWitt right after this. Listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College defenders trailing Hastings at halftime, 39-33. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor, 712-395-0764. By Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City, Hull, Ayrton, Craig, Polina, Remsen, and Sanborn, member FDIC. By Hilt Real Estate, Brenda Doctor and Pat Hilt, offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs, 722-0707. Located on First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center, also online at hiltrealestate.com. By Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley, over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory on the web at 3w.highwaychevrolet.com. And by Farmers Mutual Insurance Association of Hull and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. Second half set to begin. Dort College trails Hastings 39-33. It's Dort College basketball as we open up the second half of play for the defenders, the original starting five on the floor. Hastings will counter with their original starting five as well. Carson Bloom and Dylan Flynn with 2 fouls apiece for the Broncos. Walterstorff and Vogel with 2 fouls apiece for the defenders. Warner into the corner, Walterstorff back over to Cliff. Cliff at the top of the key. Cliff goes to Vogel. Vogel left elbow back over to Cliff. Cliff off the bounce, picks up his dribble, passes back out front to Kachi. Kachi with the basketball, right side, Lindbergh. Lindbergh looking inside, Walterstorff. Walterstorff, Vogel. Vogel, layup good. Jordan Vogel with 7 points. Stuart College trails 39-35. Into the front court, Lallman to Wells. Wells with the ball. Wells with it on the left side. Comes back out front. This is Bloom. Bloom picked up two personal fouls quickly in the first half. Bacon will drive in with the right hand, spins into the lane, puts it up, and did we have a travel first or a foul? Looks like a foul before the shot. Austin Kachi has just picked up his first personal. That comes with 19:21 left to go in the ballgame. 19:21 left to play. Dort College trailing by four, 39-35. Ball goes into the corner. Bloom passes left side. Bacon. Bacon will put up the three. Missed it. Strong. No good. Rebound ripped down by Kachi. Austin with the basketball. He brings it into the front court. He passes left side. Warner. Warner with it on the wing. Cliff with the basketball. Guarded by Bacon. Pass into traffic. And now a foul called on the play against Trevor Walterstorff. And he's just picked up his third. Not especially sharp with their passes this afternoon have been the defenders. Sean Kaiser is going to have to check in. Trevor Walterstorff will check out for the time being. He's got three, so he will have to check out of the contest for right now. We'll see how long he sits out. Pass goes left side. Ball's down on the floor. It's picked up by Vogel. Vogel with the basketball. Gets it ahead to Lindbergh. Lindbergh across half court. He goes left side. Kachi with the basketball. Dort College down four. Kaiser looking down low, Vogel. They feed it to Vogel. Vogel puts it up, and he's fouled on the play. Jordan will go to the free throw line. He should shoot two, I believe. Are they going to say it came on the shot? Yes, they will. And now the coaching staff for Hastings upset with who the foul went on. They're going to call that on Brett Wells instead of Dylan Flynn. So Wells picks up the personal. So Wells called for the personal with 18:43 remaining in this ballgame. Free throws on the way for Vogel. First one is up, in and out, no good. Vogel now 1-for-3 this afternoon. Dort College has not helped themselves at the free throw line today. Severs is 2-for-5, Vogel 1-for-3. This one's up, too strong, no good. Rebound tapped around though, and coming up with it is Kachi. Kachi to Warner. Warner right side. They come back over to Warner. Warner with the basketball. Warner underneath Vogel. Vogel with a dunk. Jordan Vogel with a drop step dunk. Dort College down two, 39-37. Hastings with the basketball. Lallman. Lallman with it out front. Lallman. And we've got a foul called on the play against Dylan Flynn. Flynn got called for the foul on the screen. So Dylan Flynn gets called for the illegal screen with 18:22 remaining. Flynn will check out. Marvin will check in. Coach Lance Creech, two full strides on the floor. I don't know what happened to the coaching box, but Coach Creech unhappy with that call. Kaiser with the basketball. Kaiser with it out front. Picks up his dribble. Feeds it Vogel. Vogel ties it up. Jordan Vogel with 11. We're tied up 39-39. 18:04 remaining in the ballgame. With it out front is Bloom. Bloom trying to go in against Warner. Comes back over to Bacon. Bacon kicks it into the corner. Wells. Wells jumper. No good. Rebound climbing the ladder is Cliff Warner. Here comes Dort College with the basketball. Kachi, right side Kaiser. Kaiser back over to Kachi. Kachi out front. Left side it goes. Lindbergh. Lindbergh underneath. Warner. Warner layup good. Cliff Warner with a two-point basket. Dort College has opened the second half up with 8 points in a row, and they lead at 41-39. Timeout on the floor. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. Timeout charge to Hastings after the 8-0 run by the defenders to open up the second half of play. Dort College leading 41-39 as they pounded it down low. 6 points for Vogel, I believe, in this half. Warner with two. Dort College on defense. Pass goes up high. Lallman, Lallman in traffic. Shot no good. Rebound taken away by Vogel. Vogel outlets over to Lindbergh. Here comes Dort College in transition. Lindbergh flips it over to Warner. Warner with the basketball out front. Warner, Vogel, Vogel with the dunk. Jordan Vogel, another 2 points. Stuart College leads 43-39. Quickly back the other way, Bloom. Bloom in too deep. Kicks it back outside, Marvin. Marvin's pass deflected. It's down on the floor. It's still loose. Picked up by Lohman. Here comes Hastings. Comes back right side, Wells. Wells with the basketball. Wells gives it up to Marvin, and we've got a foul on the play. A blocking foul called on Vogel. And that'll bring Chris Severs off of the bench. Jordan Vogel has just picked up his third personal. Vogel will check out. This is where your depth comes into play for the defenders. You got two key players on the bench with three fouls apiece. Let's see how much of a drop-off there is. Typically, there has not been much. 16:53 left to go in this ballgame. Lohman passes over the top to Flynn. Flynn to Bacon. Bacon, three ball, missed it, no good. Rebound, though, taken down by Wells. Wells, too strong off the glass. Rebound tapped out, controlled by Kachi. Here comes Stuart College. Austin into the front court, feeds Warner. Warner, three-pointer, no good. Rebound, Severs. Severs, no good. Rebound tap in by Lindbergh. Lindbergh with eight. Dort College leads 45-39. Dort College on a 12-0 run to start the second half. Hastings with the basketball. 16:25 and counting. And they throw it away. Well, the front row fans down in the opposite corner pretty eager to grab that basketball and make sure it was going to be out of bounds. The Dort faithful, that's become their favorite spot, and that ball was out over the end line, and they snatched it away before a Hastings player could save it. Pass goes over to Kachi. Kachi with the ball. Comes to Rindles. Rindles out front. Dort College working against a 2-3 by Hastings. Warner gives it up Kachi. Kachi with the basketball. Kachi to Rindles. Rindles out front. Kaiser. Kaiser looking for it on the left elbow. Underneath Severs. Severs double teamed and the ball comes loose. They wrestled it free and Dick Morrissey unwilling to call the foul on that one. Driving the lane is Lohman. Tough shot, can't get it to go, but a foul on the play called on Nathan Rindles. 15:49 left to play in this ball game. Brady Lohman will go to the free throw line to shoot two free throws. This will be the 99th and 100th free throw shot by Lohman this season. He has made, up to this point, 83 of them. He's an 85% free throw shooter. He doesn't miss often. He averages 16 points per game, but he misses that time. He's got another one coming. How often does that happen? I brag a player up and something like that occurs. Lohman, another free throw on the way. He had 8 points in the first half, two threes and a two. Dort College playing with a 6-point lead. Second free throw is up, and that one whispers through. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Into the front court is Beaver. Beaver at midcourt, trapped. Throws it over to Kachi. Got it away to Austin. Austin will set the offense. 45-40, Dort College leading by five. Left side pass, Warner. Warner with the ball. Warner looking for the lob pass over the top. They come over to Beaver. Beaver, right side. Kachi. Kachi straight on three from deep. Good! At Austin Kachi, his first of the day. Dort College leads 48-40. Not only his first three, but his team's first. And the ball is tapped out of bounds. Last touched by Dort College. It'll be Hastings basketball. Our officials today, Dick Morrissey, Jason Harstick, and Chris Wright. 15-17 remaining in this ballgame. Dort College 48, Hastings 40. Austin Kachi. Hastings College surrenders a three on the last possession by Austin Kachi. That was a deep ball. Lohman, reverse layup, no good. Rebound taken away by Kaiser. Kaiser fought him pretty hard on that drive. Comes over to Warner. Warner with the basketball. Warner over to Beaver. Reese gives it up left side over to Kaiser. Kaiser, Severs, Severs, Warner, Warner, Kachi, extra pass, Beaver, Reese, three, no good. Rebound taken by Lohman. Here comes Hastings trying to cut into the 8-point lead. Long pass over the top. It's Dort College basketball. Hastings starting to press it just a little bit. Dort College has outscored Hastings 15-1 to start the second half of play in this first 5 minutes and 11 seconds. Kaiser inbounds the basketball, gets it into Warner. Warner passes over to Sean. Sean with it near midcourt, middle of the floor, Reese Beaver. Beaver with the ball, hands it back over to Warner. Warner with it in between the circles out front. 2-3 applied by Hastings. And, boy, they really come up on that 2-3 zone. They don't guard the baseline. They're more in the middle of the lane. Right side pass, Kaiser. Kaiser looking, Kachi. Kachi puts it on the floor, and he's hand-checked by Alex Thayer. Thayer picks up the personal with 14:24 remaining. Well, the new guy of this group, Chris Wright, I don't believe I've seen him before in this three-man rotation that the GPAC employs. We've seen Dick Morrissey several times over the years. Dort College leading by 8, 48-40. Cliff goes high post, Kaiser. Kaiser drops it in for Severs, dribbled it off of his foot. Here comes Hastings. Hastings with the basketball, Bacon. Bacon drives in, lays it up, good. 48-42, our score. Dort College needs to regroup right now. Dane Bacon with a two-point basket, he's got five. Left side pass, Beaver. Beaver, Warner, Warner to Kaiser, and Kaiser travels with it. Back-to-back turnovers by the defenders, and Dort College will check Lindberg and Vogel back in. Severs and Beaver check out. Inbounding the basketball is Lene. Here comes Hastings with a chance to cut into the six-point lead. A three cuts it in half. Hastings with the basketball, Bacon. Bacon working on Kaiser. Gives it up out front to Hamburger. Hamburger to Lallman. Lallman puts it on the floor against Lindberg. Hesitates, drives, nothing there. High post to Lene. Lene with the basketball. Comes back over to Bacon. Bacon drives in, and we've got a foul on the play before the shot. That's going to go on Sean Kaiser. Sean Kaiser whistled for the personal. Foul number two on Sean. 13:32 left to play in this game. 48-42, Hastings with a fresh 35 to work with. Dylan Flynn guarded there by Kaiser. They come over to Bacon. Bacon looks down low. Instead, they feed it out front to Thayer. Thayer, Flynn. Flynn, shot no good. Rebound taken away by Cliff. Warner into the front court for the defenders. Cliff for the basketball. Cliff, left side, Kaiser. Kaiser back over to Cliff. Cliff to Kaiser. Kaiser with the basketball. Looking for Warner. Comes back out front for Warner. 2-3 zone applied by Hastings. Let's see if Dort College can slice it up. Lindberg back over to Kachi. Kachi, cross-court passes, taken away. Stolen by Hastings. Hastings off and running. Hamburger. Hamburger driving in. Shot no good, but a foul on the play called on Kachi. 12:55 left to go in this contest. Dort College 48, Hastings 42. Free throws on the way for Jake Hamburger, a 74% free throw shooter. Hamburger, a couple of threes today, averaging 9.3 points per outing. Can make it a four-point game if he makes the free throws. He missed the first one. Hamburger misses the first one. He's got another one coming. 48-42, our score. Dort College up six. Second free throw is up, and that one goes through. Neither team has shot it well from the free throw line today. Dort College leads 48-43. Warner with the basketball. Hastings zone giving Dort College some trouble here in the last few possessions. They've extended the 2-3 out. Now let's see if they sag a little bit more. It looks like they will. Severs on the elbow. He comes back over to Kaiser. Kaiser in traffic. And what do they call? ...48-43, they call a charging foul on Sean Kaiser. That's his third. With 12:34 left to go in the game, Hastings starting to get a little bit of the momentum back. Flynn passes back over to Thayer. Thayer to Lallman. Lallman, right side, Bacon. Bacon with it on the right wing. Bacon goes into the corner. Hamburger, Hamburger, Bacon, Bacon. Three, in and out, no good. Wait, racing to the basketball is Cliff Warner. Dort College by 5, 48-43. Need a good possession here. Cliff Warner into the front court, and he tries to penetrate. Ball's tapped out, kicked out by Dylan Flynn. It'll be Dort College basketball. So Dort College gets the ball back. They'll be inbounding left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Trevor Walterstorff into the corner. Cliff Warner, three, no good, but he's fouled on the play by Wells. And Clifford will go to the free throw line to shoot three. He was fouled on the three-point basket attempt. Warner averaging 15 points per ball game. He's been limited to two so far today. That was a bucket in the paint earlier in the half. First free throw by Cliff is up and down. Warner is an 84% free throw shooter. He's got another one on the way. Actually, two more. And this one is up. In and out, no good. Cliff Warner with another free throw. Trying to make it a seven-point ball game with a made free throw here. 49-43 Door College with Lindbergh, Kaiser, Severs, and Walterstorff on the floor. And he misses the second one. So Warner makes one of three. Not Cliff's day today from the floor. Let's see if Door College can get a stop. 49-43 Door College leading by six. Out front with it is Bacon. Bacon to Lallman. Lallman puts it up. Blocked by Lindbergh, but a foul on the play called on Door College. Foul's going to go on Chris Severs. That's his first with 11:46 remaining. And they're going to award him two shots. Brady Lallman. First free throw on the way by Lallman is good. He's got another one coming. Second free throw on the way for Lallman. He's got 10 points. 49-44 Door College by five. Hastings chipping away at the lead that was eight at one point. Lallman makes them both. 49-45 Dort College up by four with a basketball. Warner. Warner over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh with the basketball gives it up Warner. 11:35 and counting. Dort College needs a bucket. They lead by four. Short corner, Walt. Walt, layup, no good, but he's fouled on the play. Walterstorff was able to get short corner. Put it up off of the glass. Couldn't get it to spin through. Dylan Flynn has called for the personal. That's his third with 11:31 left to play in the game. Waiting for the indication on who that foul is on. I believe it was on 43. I beg your pardon, 13. Brett Wells whistled for the personal. So Walterstorff will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. First one is good. Walterstorff now with 10 points. Kaiser is in. Austin Kachi is out. I beg your pardon. Turn that around. Kaiser is out. Kachi is in. Another free throw on the way for Walterstorff. And this one is up and goes through. Walterstorff makes them both. He's got 11. Dort College leads 51-45. 11:31 left to go in regulation. Timeout on the floor. Charge to the defenders. Back with more after this. Listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. It'll be Hastings basketball after the timeout. Dort College called the timeout. They like to do that after made free throws, getting a chance to set their defense, chance to also maybe change things up. Hastings with the basketball. They will walk it up. Cliff Warner will guard the ball handler with the basketball. Is Alex Thayer. Thayer guarded by Warner. Thayer picks up his dribble, passes back over to Lallman. Lallman off the pick. He's going to drive in. Puts up the shot. Good. Tough player offensively. Lallman with 13. Dort College leads 51-47. With a basketball, they give it up to Walterstorff. Walterstorff missed the shot in the lane. Rebound taken away by Hastings. Hastings with the basketball. Chance to cut into the four-point lead. They've led by as many as 10 tonight, has Hastings. Shot no good in the paint. Rebound taken away by Vogel. Vogel outlets over to Warner. Dort College playing with a four-point lead and the basketball. Cliff with it out front. Cliff hands it off to Kachi. Kachi with the basketball. Picks up his dribble. Goes high post to Jordan Vogel. Vogel to Lindbergh. Lindbergh will bring it in. Comes over to Warner. Warner with the basketball. Now to Walt. Walt, 13-footer, no good. Got hit hard on the play, no call made. Here comes Hastings. Back the other way, Lallman got to pick up the basketball. Lallman drops it off inside. The ball's down on the floor, picked up by Lindbergh. Lindbergh able to get his hands on it and sucked it in. With the basketball, Warner. Warner, free throw line. He's all the way down underneath the basket. Lays it up good. He got a pick from somebody. He's got five. Dort College leads 53-47. Hastings for the basketball, Lohman. Dort College with a six-point advantage, 53-47. Now the chant defense comes up from the Dort College crowd. They go to Bacon. Bacon underneath. He got wide open somehow. 53-49. Dane Bacon with a basket. He's got seven. 9:44 and counting. Ball game. Lindbergh with the basketball. Warner. Warner to Lindbergh. Lindbergh working in against Flynn. Nothing there for Lindbergh. And we've got a foul on the play called on Hastings. Wells got called for the personal. That's Brett Wells, and that's his third. Trevor's been getting beat up a little bit on the last couple possessions. Dort College will inbound. Both teams will be in the bonus from here on out. Cliff Warner will inbound the basketball left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Dort College by four. Warner to inbound. They throw it in over the top. It's taken by Vogel off the deflection. Now Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf trying to feed it to Lindbergh, and the ball got tipped. Evidently, the ball didn't get tipped. I thought it was touched by a Hastings player, but they'll get the basketball and a chance to cut into the four-point lead. 53-49, long ways to go in this one yet, but the momentum that Dort College had has clearly been neutralized. Lallman with the basketball. He gives it over to Hamburger. Hamburger to Bacon. Bacon left side, Lallman. Lallman back to Bacon. Bacon in between the circles out front. They go high post. You need a stop here. Lene with the basketball. He's going to take it in against Vogel, and he lost it out of bounds. It'll be Dort College basketball back. 9:06 remaining. Dort College with the basketball and the four-point lead, but Hastings hanging around right now. With the basketball is Warner. Warner to Lindbergh. They want to set play. Dort College has five timeouts remaining. Hastings has four left. Waltersdorf with the basketball, double teamed, and he got fouled from behind. Who's he going to go on? Pretty hard trap that time on Waltersdorf, and the foul's going to go on Jake Hamburger, his third. No, 35 instead. I thought they were going to go three, but they're going to go Lene. Lene whistled for his first personal, and Trevor Waltersdorf will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast made possible by C&H Body Repair in Orange City. The reputation didn't happen by accident. Now using environmentally friendly waterborne paint from PPG. Front end of the 1-1 on the way for Waltersdorf. He's got 11 points today. First one is up and through. Walt this afternoon, 6-for-7 from the charity stripe. 8:50 remaining in the game. Another free throw on the way for Waltersdorf. Hastings has been limited to 10 points here in the second half. Waltersdorf's second free throw rattles out, no good. And it's a five-point ball game, 54-49. Hastings with the basketball. Bringing it up is Thayer. Thayer goes to Lallman. Lallman will drive in. Lallman works against Lindbergh. Kicks it back out into the corner, Bacon. Bacon had the three look. He decided against it. Bacon will now put it up. Shot no good. Rebound tapped out. Shot is blocked by Lindbergh, but a goaltend called on Kyle Lindbergh. That ball ended up in the hands of a Hastings College player, Zach Lene, and Lene put it up and put it down on the goaltending call against Lindbergh. 8:27 left to go in the contest. 54-51, Dort College by three. Cliff Warner with the basketball in between the circles out front. He goes high post to Lindbergh. Lindbergh with the basketball. Lindbergh drops it off inside for Vogel. They're playing man now. Vogel in traffic, and the ball is taken away by Flynn. Flynn stripped Vogel on the way up, and Hastings can tie it with a made three. Driving the other way. They get it back over. Left side to Bacon. Bacon to Lallman. Lallman with the ball on the left wing. Lallman will drive in. Nothing there. Lost it. Picked up by Flynn. Flynn with the basketball. 18 to shoot. Comes back to Bacon. Bacon will bring it in against Kachi, and a foul on the play called on Austin Kachi. Kachi has just picked up his third, and two free throws coming for Bacon. Dane Bacon is an 81% free throw shooter. He's 1-for-2 today. He'll shoot a pair. 7:47 left to play in regulation. Hastings trails Dort College 54-51, and Bacon makes the first one. Bacon now with 8 points. Trying to make it a one-point game with a made free throw here. 54-52. Hastings down two. Dort College basketball. That foul, by the way, on Kachi was his fourth, actually. Bacon makes them both. And it is a one-point game, 54-53. 54-53, Dort College up one. With the basketball is Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf will drive in, puts it up, blocked by Flynn. Rebound taken away by Hastings. Coming back the other way, driving in. Shot, short-armed it, no good. Rebound taken away by Lindbergh. Dort College still with a one-point lead. Lindbergh into the front court, feeds Warner. Warner, three ball, no good. Rebound tapped out of bounds. It'll be Dort College basketball. Dort College basketball with 7:17 left. Warner doesn't hit the three. Rebound, though, tapped out of bounds. Ball comes into Waltersdorf, back to Kaiser. Kaiser, Lindbergh. Lindbergh back over to Sean. Sean, three ball, bang, bang, bang. Sean Kaiser hits the three. He's got five. Dort College leads 57-53. Left side pass, they go down to Flynn. Flynn puts it up, count the hoop, and he's fouled by Chris Severs. So Flynn answering the three-point basket with a three-point play opportunity of his own. Try to make it a one-point game with a made free throw here. 7 minutes left to go in this contest. 57-55, Dort College with a two-point advantage. Dylan Flynn, a 64% free throw shooter, will step up. The left-hander's free throw is good. And the two teams exchange three-point plays. 57-56, Dort College up one. Timeout on the floor. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more from the DeWitt right after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast of Dort College basketball is made possible by a grant from Boren Sons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs. They're on the web at borensons.com. When the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. And by American State Bank, offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Albert, and Hall, member FDIC, and the community. By the VidEngland Hovind Insurance Agency of Orange City, they do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent, 712-737-6000. Timeout charge to Hastings. 7 minutes left to go in regulation. Dort College 57, Hastings 56 when we return to play right after this.
What if you served and sacrificed for your country but couldn't get the specialized care, military benefits, and career opportunities you needed? Chris Sullivan was shot and paralyzed in Iraq and now needs our help to get back into life. Paralyzed Veterans of America is on a mission. Mission ABLE. To help our seriously wounded veterans get the care, benefits, and jobs they've earned. Join the mission now for America's paralyzed veterans at mission-able.com.
A day when Dort College has not shot the ball well. They've battled, though, and they have a one-point lead, 57-56. These are the kind you got to win. Ugly, if you will. With the basketball is Lindbergh out front. Kyle gives it over to Cliff Warner, double-teamed hard. They get it to Vogel. Vogel back over to Cliff. Cliff off the bounce, his three, no good. Rebound, though, into the corner, taken away by Hastings and Jake Hamburger. Hastings for the basketball. This is Carson Bloom. Bloom to Lohman. Lohman with it out front. He's going to work in against Lindbergh. Puts it up, short shot is good, and Hastings retakes the lead at 58-57. Dort College with the basketball, down one now. Hastings on defense. Pass goes left side, Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf, Vogel. They don't bring the double team. Vogel back over to Kaiser. Now they'll dump it back over to Vogel. Vogel off of the glass, good. Jordan Vogel with two more points. He's got 10 in the second half, 15 for the ball game. Dort College leads 59-58. Look for Lohman to get it. They pass it underneath to Flynn. Flynn spins, gets it back outside to Bacon. Bacon with the basketball, back to Flynn. Flynn underneath, nothing there, Bacon. Bacon with it on the wing, comes back over to Lohman. Lohman's going to put it on the floor, guarded there by Vogel, steps back beyond the three-point line. His three is good. He's feeling it now. Brady Holman makes it 61-59, Hastings by two. Warner with the basketball, he'll set the offense. 5:38 left to go in the game, Dort College down a deuce. 2-3 zone applied again by Hastings. Sean Kaiser gets the ball on the wing. They look into the lane. This is Lindbergh. Lindbergh count the hoop, and he's fouled. Foul's going to go on Lohman. 5:27 remaining. That's foul number two on him, according to my count. And that ties it up 61-61, pending the free throw by Kyle Lindberg. So Lindberg to shoot the free throw. Free throw is no good. Tied up 61-all. This is our first tie of the basketball game. 5:25 left to go. Where College needs a stop. Dane Bacon will put up the three from the top of the key. Missed it. No good there for the rebound, though, is Flynn. Flynn put back good. Flynn with five. Dort College trails 63-61. With a basketball out front is Warner. Lindberg, high post, Kaiser. Kaiser back to Lindberg. Lindberg, Vogel. Vogel, layup good. Jordan Vogel ties it up, 63-all. 4:56 left to go in the game. Hastings basketball. They find Lallman. He's the hot hand. Lallman gives it back up to Bloom. Bloom to Lallman. Lallman looking down low for Flynn. Ball's in the lane, and we've got a foul called on the play against Jordan Vogel with 4:43 remaining. That's his fourth, according to my count. Two free throws on the way for Flynn. So that's team foul number 10 on Dort College. Dylan Flynn, a 64% free throw shooter, will shoot two. Free throw on the way for Flynn. 12.8 points per game average. First free throw is up, no good. Kachi and Severs are in. Vogel and Lindberg are out. Warner, Waltersdorf, and Kaiser stay on the floor. 63-63, our score. Free throw on the way for Flynn. Left-hander puts it up. That one's no good as well. We're still tied. He missed both free throws, did Flynn. Dort College with a chance to retake the lead on this possession. With the basketball out front is Warner, guarded there by Alex Thayer. They haven't started the 5 seconds count. Now they pass it to Kaiser on the right elbow. Kaiser to Warner. Warner, 17-footer, no good. Rebound, Waltersdorf, and he's fouled hard on the play. Jake Hamburger whistled for the personal with 4:22 left. He got his money's worth on that one. That's foul number four, actually, on Hamburger. Team foul number nine on Hastings. Trevor will go to the free throw line for two. Beg your pardon, 1-1. A 1-1 opportunity here for Walt. 4:22 left to go in regulation. Free throw is up. Rattles, no good. And we've got a hold called on Hastings. And Dylan Flynn has just picked up his third personal. And a double bonus. Double bonus coming for Chris Severs. So Waltersdorf missed the front end of the 1-1. Now Chris Severs will shoot the double bonus. 4:22 left to play in this game. Chris's first free throw is no good. Wow. Just can't make free throws today. It has been a struggle. Second free throw by Severs is good. So Severs makes one of two, and the defenders need a stop. 64-63. That ends a string of four missed free throws in a row by the two teams combined. Actually, it was five, I guess. Hamburger passes out front. Lallman. Lallman with a basketball. He comes back over to Bacon. Bacon to Hamburger. Hamburger underneath Flynn. Flynn puts it up. And he is fouled on the play. He'll go to the free throw line to shoot two. The foul goes on Chris Severs with 4 minutes remaining. For Severs, that is number three. Flynn will go to the free throw line to shoot two more, where he's 1-for-3 today. Still a long ways to go in this one, but getting down to white knuckle time. So the free throw on the way for Flynn is up. Good. Dylan Flynn with 6 points in the second half. We're tied 64-all, 4 minutes remaining. Going to have to make some plays down the stretch. Stating the obvious. Another free throw for Flynn. This one's up and good as well, so Hastings retakes the lead at 65-64. 4 minutes remaining. Dort College has the basketball. Inbounding, Cliff Warner gets the ball. Warner will bring it up against pressure by Alex Thayer. Warner with the ball goes high post to Kaiser. Kaiser, Kachi. Kachi looks down low for Severs. Severs, short shot, good. Chris Severs with a two-point basket. He's got five in the second half, 13 for the game. Dort College leads 66-65. Get a stop here. Lohman with the basketball. Lohman will put up the 17-footer, good. He is unconscious right now. He did it down in Hastings as well in the first half of that ball game. Now he's doing it in the second half in this one. He's got four made field goals in a row for Hastings. Warner goes over to Kaiser. Kaiser, Kachi, Kachi underneath Severs. Severs spins. Two players around him, puts it up, and he's fouled on the play, and Chris will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Foul called on Zach Lene. It's his second with 3:13 remaining, and Chris will go to the free throw line to try and tie the game or give Dort College the lead. Three new players waiting to check in for the two teams combined. Free throw by Severs is through. Ties it up. He's got another one on the way. 67-67 our score. 3:13 remaining. The second white knuckler in a row for Dort College, and Severs gets that one to drop through. Soft touch by Severs. He's got seven in the second half. Dort College leads 68-67. Dort College calls a timeout. They've got four remaining. Dort College needs a stop, up a point. Back with more after this.
Today, more families must choose between health care and other critical needs. Fortunately, the Vaccines for Children program provides vaccines to children and teens at no or low cost for uninsured families and others who qualify. To learn if you are eligible for the Vaccines for Children program, call your healthcare provider or your local health department. Vaccines for Children, helping you keep your child healthy.
This message is brought to you by the National Association of County and City Health Officials with support from Sanofi Pasteur.
KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College defenders leading Hastings 68-67 in a white knuckler. Today's broadcast made possible by Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at teamrealtysc.com. Or at the office, 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewake is the broker. Brady Lohman has carried his team recently. He's got three twos and a three. And you can bet it's going to funnel through him at some point on almost every possession from here on out for Hastings. Hastings has the basketball. They'll get it into Lohman. Lohman in the backcourt. Dort College will counter guarding him with Kyle Lindbergh. Lohman gives it up to Thayer. Dort College up a point. Hastings basketball, Lohman. Lohman with the basketball. They jam him on the double team on the pick and roll. They give it up into the lane. Shot is up. No good. Rebound taken away, though, by Flynn. Fresh 35 for Hastings. Lohman with the basketball. Dort College double teams him. Flynn fouled on the play by Warner, though, as they dump it off to Flynn. And Dylan Flynn will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Dort College got what they wanted, a missed shot, but Hastings was able to extend the possession with an offensive rebound. And now Dylan Flynn will go to the free throw line to try and give his team a one-point lead with a pair of made free throws. Flynn this afternoon, 3-for-5, now 3-for-6. Flynn with all of his 7 points in the second half. 2:43 left to go in regulation. Second free throw for the left-handed junior post player is up. Good. 68 all. Tie game. 2:43 left to go in the game. The points coming grudgingly after it was pretty free-flowing in the first half. Dort College with the basketball. Tied up 68 all. Cliff Warner will bring it up for the defenders. Both teams in the double bonus. With the basketball, they go Lindbergh. Lindbergh, Kachi, Kachi, Severs, Severs, double team, back over to Lindbergh, Lindbergh, Warner. Warner with the basketball. Warner floats it up off the glass, good. Cliff Warner on the penetration, he's got seven. And the Dort College defenders lead 70-68, 2:21 left to go. Cliff Warner's three-pointer's not falling. That time he ventures into the lane where he rarely goes. He gets that one to go off of the glass, though. He's got 7 second-half points. Defenders lead by 2. Back with more after this timeout, Dort College.
You are a healthy eater. Oranges for vitamin C, flaxseed and mackerel for omega-3s. But did you know the same foods that are good for your body, i.e. not beef jerky, are also good for your eyes? Yep, research shows proper nutrition can impact the development of cataracts and age-related macular degeneration, two leading causes of blindness. So keep up the healthy munching, my well-fed friend. And for more easy ways to keep keeping your eyes healthy, see your optometrist or visit AOA.org.
Hastings down 2 with the basketball. Bringing it up, Brady Lallman. Lindbergh will guard him. Dort College up 2. Hastings for the basketball. They pass it right side over to Hamburger. 20 to shoot for the Broncos. They go over to Alex Thayer. Thayer with the basketball out front. Now Lallman. Lallman, they go for the double team. Puts it off to Flynn. Shot no good. Fake for the basketball and a foul called on the rebound against Trevor Waltersdorf. And I believe Trevor has just fouled out. Got to double check that. There's that number 4 on him. It's number 4 on Trevor Waltersdorf. Dylan Flynn to the free throw line to shoot 2, where he this afternoon is 4-4-7. 4-for-7 thus far. He can tie it with a pair of made free throws. First one in and out, no good. Got to get a rebound here. Both teams have 3 timeouts remaining. 1:55 left to go in regulation. Dort College 70, Hastings 68. Nice sized crowd on hand for this GPAC battle on a Saturday afternoon, bleeding over into the evening. Second free throw by Flynn is good. It's a 1-point ball game. Dylan Flynn now 5-for-8 from the free throw line. Dort College will inbound, leading by 1, 70-69. Cliff Warner passes left side over to Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf with the basketball, gives it up Warner. Warner up in the air, gets it away to Lindbergh. Lindbergh with the basketball. Lindbergh goes to Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf in the lane, loses it, flips it up, shot no good. Rebound taken away by Lindbergh. 15 to shoot, gets it to Severs. Round the horn they go, Kachi. Kachi back over to Warner, 10 to shoot. Cliff off the bounce. Cliff back over to Trevor. Trevor, 3, missed it, no good. And we've got a foul on the play called on Chris Severs. Chris Severs got called for the foul on the rebound, and I'm not sure how that came out against Severs. Dylan Flynn will go to the free throw line. Beg your pardon. Zach Lene will go to the free throw line to shoot 2. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Free throw on the way for Lene is good. Zach Lene whistled for the personal. He goes to the free throw line after Severs picked up his 4th. Now it's 70-70 after he makes the first free throw. Another free throw on the way for Lene. This one is up. Good. 71-70, Hastings leads. Dort College with the basketball, 1:20 remaining. Warner with the ball. Warner, Walt. Walt back over to Warner. 1:12 left to go in the game. Cliff Warner driving in, dumps it off for Severs. Severs, Walt. Walt, layup good. Trevor Waltersdorf with a 2-point basket off the assist by Severs. 72-71, 1 minute remaining. Lallman drives in, puts it up. It's blocked by Severs. It's down on the ground. It's picked up by Trevor Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf takes it into the front court. Dort College with a 1-point lead. They finally got a defensive stop. Warner with the basketball. 46 seconds remaining. 25 on the shot clock. Dort College wants a timeout. Finally, Dort College gets a defensive stop as Chris Severs wouldn't yield to Brady Lallman. Lallman fired it into his arms, and on the loose basketball, the fastest man to the ball got it. Now is Trevor Waltersdorf, and now Dort College has the basketball with 42.6 seconds remaining, 22 seconds on the shot clock, defenders leading by 1. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab. Services provided by Julie Ahrens and Steve Hobbeman. Serving the needs of children through senior citizens. 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. By People's Bank, with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Haywarden, and Sheldon, where values matter, member FDIC. By Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair. 722-2313. By Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors. Custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor. 712-395-0764. It'll be Lindberg, Kachi, Walterstorff, Warner, and Severs on the floor for the defenders. Hastings will be countering most certainly with Brady Lohman, Dylan Flynn, Dane Bacon, Jake Hamburger, and Brett Wells. 22 on the shot clock, so Hastings should get the ball back. It just depends on what Dort College ends up doing here. They can take it down to about 20 before they shoot it. Dort College with the basketball and the lead. Lindberg with the basketball. They go high post. Walt. Walt into the corner. Cliff. Cliff, three ball. Bang! 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 Cliff Warner buries the three. There's your money player. Shot on the other end, though, by the Hastings College Broncos. And Alex Thayer. Thayer gets the two. Dort College leads 75-73 as Cliff Warner does not make a three-pointer the whole afternoon. But now he buries a three from the right corner, Cliff Warner. But answering back, the Hastings College Broncos, and Dort College not out of the woods yet, leading 75-73. They've got the basketball with the length of the floor in front of them. Getting that basket was Alex Thayer. As he drove the length of the floor, Hastings didn't panic whatsoever. They got the quick two, and now Dort College will have to inbound the basketball and go the length of the floor. And you can bet if Hastings doesn't get a steal on the inbounds pass, it's going to be a foul quickly. Bonus time for both teams. It's double bonus free throws. Today's broadcast made possible by Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City, Hull, Ayrton, Craig, Paulina, Remsen, and Sanborn, member FDIC. And by Hilt Real Estate, Brenda Doctor and Pat Hilt, offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 722-0707, located on First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center. Also online at HiltRealEstate.com. By Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley, over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory on the web at www.highwaychevrolet.com. Inbounding the basketball will be Kyle Lindberg. Dort College has a timeout or two actually remaining. They will inbound the basketball. Lindberg gets it into Austin Kachi in the backcourt. Hastings will come with the defense, and now Austin is fouled on the play, and Austin will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. Can make it a two-possession ball game with a pair of made free throws. Austin Kachi, the junior, to shoot them. Austin Kachi to shoot a pair. First free throws today for Austin. 5 points today for Kachi. First free throw is up and good. Here's the big one. Coach Lance Creech wants a timeout. 76-73, Dort College leading by three. Timeout on the floor, charge to the Broncos. Back with more after this. 19.2 seconds left in regulation. Another free throw for the defenders when we return to play in a moment. 19.2 seconds remaining in this one. Dort College in the driver's seat, but Hastings trying to yank the wheel away from the defenders, if you will. Dort College leading 76-73. Austin Kachi shooting a free throw when we return to play. Austin has a couple of made field goals. He has not shot the ball a lot, but he's rebounded and defended okay. Dort College trying to make it a four-point ball game with 19.2 seconds remaining. Austin Kachi, second free throw coming. This one's up and hangs on the rim, makes your heart stop, and then drops through. 77-73, Hastings for the basketball. Lohman gives it up. Bacon, three, got it. Good grief. Dane Bacon buries the three. Dort College made Lallman give it up. Bacon got free. And the Dort College lead is 77-76. There's a timeout on the floor. And this will be a full-length timeout, I believe, charged to the defenders. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. 12.2 remaining. Back with more after this.
The Great Plains Athletic Conference is an affiliated conference of the NAIA, consisting of 11 private, faith-based colleges and universities in Nebraska, Iowa, and South Dakota. Founded in 2000, the GPAC is proud of our academic and athletic tradition. Last year, the conference totaled over 500 NAIA Daktronic Scholar athletes, and the GPAC has 19-team NAIA national champions. For more information about the GPAC, visit our newly redesigned website at gpacsports.com, where you can also find links to our Facebook and Twitter sites as well. The Great Plains Athletic Conference, academic and athletic excellence since 2000.
Will I always be working weekends just to stay out of debt?
Buckle up, Buttercup. 12.2 seconds left to go in this one. Dort College with the lead in the basketball. 12.2 seconds remaining. They've got the length of the floor in front of them. They'll get the ball inbounded. Lindbergh looking, and he calls a timeout. Timeout on the floor, charged to the defenders with 12.2 seconds remaining. 77-76, Dort College has just burned their final timeout. This will be a 30-second timeout, so we'll keep it right here. Today's broadcast made possible by Farmers Mutual Insurance Association of Hull and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886, by C&H Body Repair in Orange City. The reputation didn't happen by accident. Now using environmentally friendly waterborne paint from PPG, and by Borensons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs. They're on the web at Borensons.com. The dust settles. You'll appreciate their quality service. 12.2 seconds left to go in this one. Dort College leading by a point. They're inbounding underneath their own basket. They can run the baseline. I should say they're inbounding underneath their defensive basket. They've got the length of the floor in front of them. Beg your pardon on that. Dort College does not have a timeout remaining. They just used their last one. Lindbergh gets it inbounded to Kachi. Kachi is fouled on the play. And 2 seconds tick off of the clock. 10.2 remaining. So Dort College shooting free throws with Austin Kachi. Kachi just made 2 moments ago. So another free throw situation here for the defenders. Kachi to shoot 2. First one off the heel, no good. This one's not over, folks. 77-76. Now Dort College cannot foul. Kachi with another free throw. Dort College, Kaiser, Walterstorff, Kachi, Lindbergh, Warner on the floor. And Kachi gets 1 of 2. Chris Severs checks in. A 2 ties it, a 3 wins it potentially for Hastings. 10.2 remaining. Hastings to throw the ball in. They've got the length of the floor in front of them. They'll bring it up the floor with Thayer. Thayer with the basketball, bringing it all the way. He's going to go all the way to the hoop. Shot, no good. Rebound taken away by Walt. Walt with the rebound, and the Dort College defenders might. They might survive this one. 2.8 left. Hastings got the ball to Alex Thayer. Thayer screaming up the right sideline. Just a little too hot out of the hand, though. And that's foul number 5 on Jake Hamburger. Trevor Walterstorff will shoot 2 free throws. He can finish it here. Oh, and please do. 14 points for Trevor Walt. A foul on Hamburger came on the rebound. 2.8 seconds remaining. First free throw by Trevor Walt. Good. This one taking a few more years off Coach Dalma's life. 79-76, Dort College leading. Another one on the way. This one can finish it. Free throw is up. No good. 2.8 seconds left. Hastings calls a timeout. 1.6 seconds left on the clock now. And Hastings will try to go the length of the floor. They call their final timeout. Could have finished it right there. Now we've got to live through another torturous minute. Make no mistake about it, it is torture, win or lose. But somehow we keep doing it over and over. What are they going to put up on the clock? 1.6, 1.9. 1.9 on the clock. Dort College leads 79-76. Do you foul here? Do you commit a foul? We'll see. We'll see if they commit a foul here on an inbounds play and force Hastings to shoot free throws. Coaches will play it both ways. We'll see what Dort College elects to do here. Both teams are in the double bonus. Obviously, the two free throws. You're sending the other team down near the rim where maybe an offensive rebound gets tipped in on a free throw. Or a ball gets tapped out to the three-point line. We've seen some wild finishes at the DeWitt. Let's hope today not one of those wild ones. Dort College clinging to a 79-76 lead. Hastings will go the length of the floor. Jordan Vogel will guard the inbounds pass. Kyle Lindberg, Trevor Walters, Dorf Austin Kachi, and Cliff Warner on the floor for the defenders. Dylan Flynn will inbound. Dane Bacon, Brady Lohman, Alex Thayer, and Carson Bloom on the floor for the Broncos. Broncos are out of timeouts as well. Flynn to inbound, throws it up. It's taken by Lindberg. Lindberg over the basketball. Dort College survives at 79-76. Nothing but guts today. Things weren't going with the Dort College defenders' way today. They were not shooting it well, but they gutted one out. 79-76. Sometimes you got to do those on your way to 20 wins. And today, Dort College gets their 20th win of the season, their 12th in the conference. Now you get ready for Dakota Wesleyan, for Hastings, a yeoman effort by the Broncos, and they will drop to 18-8, and a costly loss in the conference standings. They fall to 9-7. Dort College maintains their pace for second place in the GPAC with the win here this afternoon, 79-76, the final score. Let's take a break and be back with more from the DeWitt right after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College men victorious over the Hastings College Broncos, 79-76. The Dort College defenders getting the win this afternoon by three. And I've just been handed the numbers, so I was hoping to chase down some GPAC scores, but it looks like right now I won't. Going to try one other spot, just see if we've got any ones that we can pass along quickly. Well, we'll take our time. Let's not rush through this. Hastings, 25 of 58 from the floor, 43.1%, 8 of 18 from the three-point line, 44.4%, 18 of 27 on free throws, 66.7%. Fort Ord College, 28 of 55 from the floor, 50.9%, 3 of 11 on threes, 27.3%. And Hastings rebounded Dort College slightly today, 35-34. Turnovers, Dort College 14, Hastings 13. Steals, Hastings 9, Dort College 6. Assisted baskets, Dort 15, Hastings 9. Good run by Dort College to open up the second half. They're down 39-33 after trailing by 10 on several different occasions in the first half. Trailed by 6 at halftime. Opened up the second half, though, with a 12-0 run to turn a 6-point deficit into a 6-point advantage. Looked like they might get a little breathing room, but back came the Broncos from a 48-40 deficit. They cut the lead all the way down and eventually tied it. Actually took the lead at 61-59. We had our first tie at 61-all. We were tied again at 63 with 4:56 left to go in the game. And we were tied again at 68 with 2:43 remaining in the contest. Hastings had a lead at 71-70 with 1:20 remaining in the contest. That was their last lead of the game. From there, Dort College built a 72-71 lead. Then I believe it was Cliff Warner burying a three from deep in the right corner to make it 75-71. That swung it around to a two-possession ball game, and that changed the complexion of it as Dort College wins 79-71. to 76. The North College defenders improve to 20-6, 12-5. Hastings falls to 18-8, and 9-7. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. That's a late start. They're not going to get going until 6. Nothing on Briarcliff and Mount Marty yet. Coach Delma and I having a little conference on air. Coach, not your sharpest game by any means, but a game in which your team played well in stretches and then found a way to fend off Hastings in the closing moments. Every once in a while you get involved in these kind of games, and good for your team to get out on the upside of it.
You know, Mike, I think the last 3 weeks we have played very well, probably as good a basketball as this team has ever played. And I know last year they were, you know, the record is maybe a little bit better, but the last 3 weeks we've been better at than any point in time last year. So we've been playing really well. And then tough loss, obviously, on Wednesday. I felt emotionally that just kicked us in the gut a little bit. I thought our guys came out a little sluggish defensively, but I thought we did a really good job of asserting ourselves to start the second half. Say this too, Hastings is good. I mean, they are, you know, one of the top four teams in our conference for a reason, and they win games in Branson if they get there. I mean, they're just a very good team, and so they that combination of them being really good and us not being really sharp was pretty tough at points in the first half. I thought to be down 6 at halftime, I thought that was, you know, that was all right.
That was
doable.
Bad.
It was manageable. Yeah. And then we came out in the second half, and Jordan Vogel really asserted himself offensively. If he can stay out of foul trouble, where we don't need to go in and out, and he can just stay in a groove, much like he was able to do Wednesday night, he can do some really good things. But I thought our guys just continually made play after play after play when our back was against the wall.
Talk a little bit about that shuffling in and out. Even with Vogel in foul trouble, you got production out of Chris Sievers, Trevor Walterstorff, a quiet 15. It was hard work today, but those guys kept plugging away and hammering away at it, if you will.
They did. You know, just little play after little play where guys would make the extra pass or come up with a loose ball. And you know, Cliff hit a big three-pointer to put us up 4. With right at the 30-second mark, which is huge. I thought Chris Sievers and Jordan Vogel, like I alluded to, were very good in the post. I thought Kyle Lindbergh was active and did some good things, both offensively and defensively for us. And that was, you know, that was obviously good to see as well. And then Trevor was solid, getting himself to the free throw line and being pretty productive there. So, you know, overall, just a game where you just had to grind and hope you were a little bit better at the end. And, you know, at halftime when we were down 6, we would take, you know, virtually any outcome at that point that favored us, and our guys just were able to figure that out.
Cliff Warner 0-for-5 from the three-point line. 1 minute left to go in regulation. You're up 1. You still want him to take that shot.
Absolutely. You know, I mean, he's just the consummate gamer who makes big plays when it matters. And Trevor had a nice little drive and kick to Cliff, and Cliff found himself open in the corner and canned it, and that was obviously a big bucket at that juncture in the game.
Changed the complexion of the contest. 79-76. As this one's grinding through, and this is a little bigger question, Coach, but the thought goes through your mind, why do you keep putting yourself through this stuff?
Well, you know, it is fun. I guess it's more fun because we have pretty good kids, you know, and you know, we're sitting at 20-6 right now, and these guys come, and they work very hard every day. They're extremely high-character guys who we don't have to worry about. And, you know, we maybe don't have the record that we had last year and lost to Northwestern on Wednesday. And you know, some folks will say, oh, you know, it's you know, not quite as good or this or that. But, you know, there's still some things that need to be written on this season. And this group is very determined, and like I said, I think the last 3 weeks this team has been as good as they've ever been. Sure would be nice to get, you know, Tyler Walterstorff healthy. He goes in on Monday for an MRI, and hopefully we can get to the bottom of of his ankle situation there. But just really happy with the way the kids come and respond every day, and they're giving everything they got. And now we're down to three games in the regular season.
Good day for Dort College basketball in that you recognize a couple thousand-point scores. You also recognize the 87-88 team. You and I have talked. You don't want to live in the past by any means, but you also have to give a nod to some of the history. And today we did some of that, and a good day for the future as well in that you finalized the recruitment process on a player out of Atlantic, Iowa.
Right, Mike, you're absolutely right. You know, you want to live in the present, you want to look towards the future, but you certainly want to honor the past. And having Kevin Veenster and Greg Van Zolen come back, get their 1,000-point balls, in the case of Greg Van Zolen, 3,000-point ball,
yeah.
That's neat. And it's neat, and it's good for our kids and our fans. I know they appreciate that. You mentioned some recruiting. We had some guys here today, obviously, that we're excited about. We did sign Dalton Franken from Atlantic today. Very, very good player, very good forward. Yesterday we signed Danny Voss from Ripon Christian. So it's a good weekend so far as that was concerned. Just excited to have those two guys join us, and we got some other guys here that are visiting as well. So we're excited about that. But the task at hand is to finish this thing, come back on Wednesday night here at home again, against a Dakota Wesleyan team who's playing well, and try to get one more win.
Dakota Wesleyan Wednesday. Coach, enjoy this one for a few minutes at least before you turn your attention to the Tigers. Enjoy a Sunday tomorrow. Back to work on Monday. We'll see you in the office.
Very good. Thanks, Mike.
That's Coach Ross Dommel. Let's take a look at the numbers. We gave you the team totals. Let's get to the numbers. Brady Lallman, 20 points. As good an offensive player as we have seen in the conference this year. Dane Bacon with 12 points for the Broncos. 9 for Zach Lane, 9 for Dylan Flynn, 5 for Carson Bloom, 7 for Jake Hamburger, 5 for Alex Thayer. Jake Marvin had 7. Carson Bloom had 5. Brett Wells had 2 for the defenders. 17 for Jordan Vogel, 8 of 13 from the floor. 14 for Chris Severs, 5 for Trevor Walterstorff, 7 of 11 from the free throw line. Kyle Lindberg and Cliff Warner had 10 points apiece. Austin Kachi had 8, 5 for Sean Kaiser. Sean Kaiser had 7 rebounds, 4 rebounds for Chris Severs, 4 for Jordan Vogel, 6 for Kyle Lindberg, 5 for Austin Kachi, Trevor Walterstorff with 3, Cliff Warner had 4. For the Broncos, Brett Wells had 11, 7 for Dylan Flynn, and 4 for Jake Hamburger. Hastings got 3 assists from Brady Lallman and Alex Thayer. Dort College got 4 assists from Cliff Warner and 3 from Kyle Lindberg, 3 from Sean Kaiser, 2 from Trevor Walterstorff. 2 steals for Austin Kachi, 2 steals for Kyle Lindberg. Hastings got 3 steals for Jake Hamburger. Once again, our final score, Dort College 79, Hastings 76 in men's basketball. It's a sweep for the defenders today. Back with a look at the GPAC scoreboard on the Wireless World post-game wrap right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR.
Fluoride is often called nature's natural cavity fighter and plays an important role in your oral health. Fluoride helps strengthen teeth and prevent tooth decay, which is a leading cause of cavities. Because of the important benefits of fluoride, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention called community water fluoridation one of the 10 great public health achievements of the 20th century. And since the 1950s, fluoride has been added to many community water supplies. If you prefer to drink bottled water, look for water containing fluoride. If you live in a community without water fluoridation, your dentist may recommend dietary fluoride supplements or professionally applied topical treatments. Fluoride helps reduce the risk of tooth decay and helps to keep your smile healthy and beautiful. For the ADA Dental Minute, I'm Dr. Maria Lopez-Howell. For more information, visit our website at ada.org.
When every moment matters and a life is saved, when someone gives blood, when a hand reaches out, that moment when heartbreak turns to hope, you're there through the American Red Cross. Down the street, across the country, around the world, you help save the day. Every day. Your support truly matters. You can help today. Visit redcross.org.
Is that a faucet running?
That's not a faucet. That's a river rushing through the forest. Forest rivers provide over 100 million people with clean water to drink.
What? I can't hear you because of the vacuum.
That's not a vacuum. That's the trees in the forest cleaning up the air we breathe.
I didn't know the trees were so amazing.
Yep, and the forest gives us shade, trees to climb.
That's awesome. Let's go explore some more.
Visit the forest today and enjoy all it does just for you. To learn more about the forest and find one near you, go to discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Final scores from the GPAC today, and we're still trying to find Briarcliff and Mount Marty, and no one responding to my pleas for that final. So we take a look at the other ones that are in for men's basketball. Concordia loses to Northwestern 82-55. Concordia received difficult news this past week that their leading player, Porter Bertel, is out for the rest of the year with a concussion, so it's going to be tough sledding for Concordia. They lose by 29 to Northwestern today. Morningside over Nebraska Wesleyan, 72-61 in a game that was at Morningside. Nebraska Wesleyan slips through 5-12. Dort College improves to 12-5 with a win this afternoon. Hastings falls to 9-7. No word on Briarcliff and Mount Marty. Midland and Dakota Wesleyan playing at 6 o'clock this evening. Here's how the men's standings look then, pending those two outcomes. Northwestern's 13-3. Dort College is 12-5. Doan is 11-5. Midland is 10-6. Hastings is 9-7. Briarcliff 8-7. Dakota Wesleyan 7-8. Morningside 8-9. Nebraska Wesleyan 5-12. Mount Marty 3-12. Concordia 2-14. In women's basketball, Dort over Hastings 73-66. Briarcliff over Mount Marty 66-44. Dakota Wesleyan over Midland 77-69. Northwestern a 63-51 winner over Concordia. Morningside drubbed Nebraska Wesleyan 114-49. Women's standings right now, Concordia 13-3, Morningside 14-3, Briarcliff 12-4, Northwestern 11-5, Mount Marty 10-6, Dakota Wesleyan 9-7, Hastings 8-8, Dort College 8-9, Midland 4-13, Nebraska Wesleyan 1-16, Doan is 0-16. That'll do it for our broadcast this afternoon of Dort College basketball on KDCR. For KDCR Sports, I'm Mike Biker. Good evening.